This is a Sound Rebel podcast.
Discover more of our shows at soundrebel.co.uk.
Coronavirus has hit the Prem. I mean, you'd imagine it's not a case of if, but when more matches are postponed or played behind closed doors, or the whole competition is suspended with no scores to check or FPL points to celebrate. What does it mean for our teams though, mate? Well, at the moment, we stick to the British way. We keep calm and carry on and hope that we may get to play those final wild cards and chips, because FBL is great. It would be sorely missed. Welcome to Triple Captain.
It's all well and good saying keep calm and carry on, but when you've scored 32 points in a game week when the average is 51 and your coronavirus-based double game week has ruined your team's points, it's kind of difficult to stay calm. Had an absolute mare.
Talk us through it. So 32... Oh.
32.
What happened? Did you take a hit as well?
I took a hit. So I brought in...
So you got 28?
Yeah. So I brought in Van Arnold for Lundstrom, which was a bad start because I think Lundstrom got a nice healthy 12.
Yeah, he was top scorer this week.
Yeah.
One of the top scorers.
So that was a good choice. I brought in Mahrez for Maddison. He didn't start the Manchester derby. To rub salt in the wounds, I captained Mahrez because he was... having two games this week, which turned out just to be one. And what else did I do? De Bruyne, I didn't play either. All my strikers got two. Cantwell, one in midfield. Traore, one in midfield. Oh, mate, it was so bad. Holgate with a minus one.
Ouch.
Yeah, it's not been a good week for gambling with Yeri, unfortunately.
Who came on for De Bruyne?
Cantwell. So he just got a nice round one. Who did they play against? Sheffield United? Yeah.
Yeah, they lost.
Yeah.
1-0, I think.
I think he might have gone off injured as well. Did he only play 45 minutes, was that? Yeah, he only played a half. So it was just a bit of a disaster, in all honesty.
And tough game week.
And Everton losing 4-0 as well was also... also hated that as well. So this is a good point to point out that I've... also had very little sleep again this week. So if I start rambling and start talking nonsense, that's the reason.
It's my fault. It's my stupid acting career. Yeah, there's meetings coming in last minute. I got an email through at 6 o'clock yesterday evening saying, can you be in London tomorrow by 4?
Oh my gosh.
I've got to go down. As soon as we finish this, I've got to go down and then come back up tonight. So
can you tell us what it's for?
It's for a Barclays commercial.
Oh.
Yeah, thanks for starting early again, Rich. It's much appreciated.
No. That's fine.
So overall rank now is...
Oh, mate, this is the worst I've been in ages. So I've been umming and ahhing with wildcarding for about a month now. And I've just been glazing over it for the last few weeks that I needed to do it. And I should have done it last week. So I've dropped now to the worst position I've been in. In 2020, I think I'm 274k, so I've proper slipped. I think the weekend of having Salah deliver, Mane deliver, Vardy deliver has proper screwed me up, because I only had Salah in out of all of them. And the fact that I had two Man City players has kind of screwed me over. And I was going to captain Salah, and last minute I changed it over to Mahrez, because I thought, you know what, might as well put it onto a player who's playing two games in a game week. That just kind of makes sense. So yeah, it's just kind of all gone horribly wrong. This is actually a big mental test for me, because this is the time of the season, usually in the past, where I go, you know what, it's done for the season now, I'm not going to win anything. So doing this week in, week out has got to keep me focused on the right track to get back into that top 100k.
It's just as easy to get a green arrow as it is to get a red. I mean, that one bad week, it all happens. There's always one per season,
exactly.
At least that where you have a big drop. So hopefully you can bring it back. But yeah, it seems like...
Hopefully.
It was only a few weeks ago that you were like top 100K, wasn't it? So, or just outside it.
I think
drop,
I was 42K at one point, and then...
Yeah, I seem to remember, yeah.
It was just because I should have wildcarded much earlier and I haven't done it. How did you get on anyway? Enough about my team.
Well, I mean, I continued the rise. With this automatic substitution of De Bruyne out, I finished on 68. Harvey Barnes and Jamie Vardy and Soyuncu actually just absolutely saving my skin. I captained Aubameyang, and obviously we all know what happened in that West Ham game. And yeah, and obviously he's only got the one game now, so he finished on 4 points. Salah got 9. Obviously, Doherty and Egan got a 6 each. But then Alexander-Arnold, Doucouré and Jimenez got 2, 1 and 2. So I was kind of thinking, well, unless Barnes and Vardy do a madness on Monday night, I'm probably going to end up with a red arrow. And lo and behold, Barnes and Vardy did a madness on Monday night.
I could not believe that. Didn't you say that was Barnes' first brace?
It was the first brace of his career, yeah. I texted Ben before the game saying, I'm hoping, because obviously Ben's a Villa fan, I said, I'm hoping for a 3-2 Villa win with a Barnes brace. And I mean, the 3-2 Villa win didn't happen, but Harvey Barnes got 2 goals and an assist. And Jamie Vardy came on 55 minutes. So you're thinking, well, he's probably only going to get 1 point. And he came on and bagged 2 goals. So he finished on 11.
Absolute madness.
And then obviously, yeah, Soyuncu was first on my bench. So he's come on for De Bruyne. So at the moment, I'm 44,778 overall. But I think that will probably go up slightly or down, depending on those automatic substitutions, or it might stay around the same. I think live FPL will probably know, but yeah, at the moment I'm into the top 50k, so really, really pleased.
I can't believe you still have 3 Leicester players, considering like the form that they've been on. I mean, obviously you've been rewarded with it last game week, but you've been continuing to like steadily rise. And have you always had 3 Leicester players in your team over the past few weeks, even though they've been...
No, I put Barnes in last week, I think it was, when the Martial injury was the non-injury that happened.
Oh, yeah.
I put Harvey Barnes in because it was that week that Leicester were playing Norwich and we all thought they were going to demolish them.
Oh, yeah.
I've had Soyuncu and Vardy. I mean, I've been meaning to get rid of Soyuncu for a long time, but he's just stayed in my team. And similar with Vardy, really. I held on to him just because I had other things to do. And sometimes if you do that and you're patient, then it pays off. And Vardy's always got that quality, hasn't he? He's always got the chance of bagging those 2 goals. And it seemed to be a situation where he was riled up, which made him score. He was riled up for that penalty and he was having a go at Pepe Reina afterwards, and then he scored again. It's always when he's angry.
Was he dropped or was he injured? Was he just dropped because he was in poor form?
I think he was injured and he was just coming back. Oh. He was just coming back from injury. Okay, so Rodgers brought him on.
So this is the thing. I like to get players in when they're in form, and when, you know, strikers score a couple of goals, you like to think that's the start of a bit of a goal scoring run. So I may have to think about bringing Jamie Vardy back in now. Don't know whether that'd be wise though, considering you're saying it's an injury that has kept him on the bench.
Yeah, I mean, I think a few people will be thinking that, but yeah, I mean, it's been great recently. Yeah, I've had four green arrows in a row, and the couple of weeks before that were very small red arrows. So it's going really well at the moment. So yeah, it's good. But obviously, we're going to talk about this now anyway. Will we be allowed to continue? coronavirus is going to be our first talking point today. I'll just run by those. We're obviously the City Arsenal game's been postponed. What's happened?
Sorry, there was a balloon under my table and I didn't even see it.
Oh my god.
Jeez, I leapt out my skin. I've gone all hot.
I've gone all hot.
Take your temperature, mate.
No, it was last week. We had the girls like put some balloons on the table, and I thought they'd all gone, but I think there was one like wedged between the table leg or something.
Crazy.
Bit of drama.
Crazy. Jesus. Yeah, so
sorry.
Anyway,
let me catch my breath.
That's all right, mate. So first talking about would be coronavirus. What are we going to do? And what the hell is going on? Basically, talking point two. We're going to discuss. Is it time to return to Big at the Back for the rest of the season? And third, Ben is on his wild card. We're going to discuss briefly what his plans are for the wild card and if it is indeed worth it. So for the purpose of the pod, we're going to discuss Corona, but then we're going to act as if everything's going to go ahead as normal in terms of how we chat about it.
Triple Captain, the FPL podcast with top 10k finisher Luke Jurdy and TalkSport commentator Rich Wolfenden.
So yeah, it's obviously getting a little bit concerning, isn't it? I think, you know, there's we've kind of gone about things the British way and joked about it. And there's this whole, you know, well, it's just the flu. It's just the flu. And actually, it's not. Clearly, it's not just the flu.
Yeah.
And the serious thing about this is that elderly people, you know, which there are a lot of elderly people in the country, are at risk, and particularly elderly people with underlying health problems, you know, our grandparents and lots of people's parents, perhaps, you know, it is quite a serious thing. So I think taking all the precautions that the government are hopefully going to do are going to be necessary, I think. And obviously in terms of football, there may be more postponements, there may be more cancellations. I mean, I know Serie A has been suspended completely for a couple of weeks, and they're talking about either finishing the season early and just having the current standings as the winner, or having no winner at all, or extending the season to kind of like end of May. So a similar thing could quite easily happen to the Premier League. And
well, Six Nations has been moved, isn't it? The kind of last round of Six Nations is now going to be October.
Six Nations has been moved. There's lots of things happening, you know. And obviously, the Nottingham Forest owner has got it. And so certain Arsenal players are in self-isolation. Like, it's going to affect the UK in a much bigger way. I think there's no getting away from that. It's not like everybody's been told to stay in their houses now for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Things are still going about. You know, I'm going to London today for a meeting and then coming back up. Like, things are still going around as normal. So it is only going to get worse before it gets better.
It's mad that you're even going down to London for a meeting, because I was meant to have a meeting with my boss, like, in Leicester Square. But at Radio X, most of the office workers who don't need to be there aren't going in at all. Sales staff aren't there, like customer support aren't there. Basically anyone who doesn't need to be using the equipment in the studio, i.e. presenters, producers, video guys, aren't going in. So you're going in there in the daytime at the moment. Today's the first day of it. It's just going to be like a night shift. There's going to be nobody there. There's going to be like security on desk. I've got to go in on Friday and pre-record a show in case I have to self-isolate. So there's a generic kind of show.
Yeah, I think really we've got to all face up to the fact that it's a very, very real possibility that everything will stop for a couple of weeks, as in everybody will have to stay in their area or stay at home to try and contain it. Because that's what they've done in Wuhan, in where the virus started. And now the cases have really slowed down. I think there was 19 new cases yesterday, whereas in the UK, there was something like 55 new cases.
Mm.
So whatever they've done in China is working, and they're about to kind of go back to normal. So there's light at the end of the tunnel in that respect, but we've just got to all be aware that it'll probably happen here as well.
Yeah, do you reckon they'll cancel domestic games though? I mean, I understand doing them behind closed doors, because obviously that stops thousands and thousands of people getting into the same kind of arena, but surely the players and the staff can still all circulate between one another.
Yeah, exactly. I think it's a very real possibility. You know, and the more games that are postponed, the bigger the congestion is going to be for fixtures, and that could have a knock-on effect for the Euros.
Mm.
I think we've no idea what's going to happen. And I think basically what will happen is, like, the City-Arsenal game has been postponed. There'll be the weekend's football will probably go ahead as long as there's no more cases within the teams, or people that have been in contact. Then I think after that, it will start going to behind closed doors. And then I think after that, it will be, we suspend it for indefinitely, or for a couple of weeks at least.
Yeah. But if it affects FPL, you know, I can always simulate matches on the old PS4. To be fair. We can have our own.
Yeah, so I suppose it's like, I suppose in terms of FPL, you go, well, if this hits, do I just go mental and play all my chips now? Because the games are probably going to go ahead this weekend, maximise my points, and then wait and see what happens. And if the game's suspended and that's it, you'll end up with maybe a decent overall rank come the end of the season. Or do you sit tight and go, I shouldn't play my chips right now because they could be completely wasted?
Yeah.
So what's your kind of thinking on that?
Well, I don't know. Like I said at the beginning,
you might as well go for it, Richie.
I know. I'm thinking I might as well. You know what? I'm 250k. I've thrown it all away at this point anyway. I might as well just jump in at the deep end. But no, because I'm thinking about wildcarding. And the only problem with that is, like we've seen yesterday, how Man City, Arsenal can just get called off in the blink of an eye, you know, with less than 24 hours to go before kickoff. So how on earth, you know, do you plan in advance? And when you're using a wild card, which is such a valuable thing, you know, you don't get too many of them. Is it worth just using when there's so much, you know, insecurity and no one knows what's going to go on with the fixtures happening and that sort of thing? I think I might just have to sit on it and wait. But with the wild card, obviously we're running out of fixtures, so I've got no idea what to do with it anymore, because I do need the wild card, because there's so many players in my team who just aren't delivering, haven't delivered for so long. But then, for example, you'd look at like a team, any team at all, you plan in advance with your wild card. You don't just look at the next game week. But I feel like with FPL at the moment, especially with the coronavirus thing, you've got to just kind of take a step back and look at it on a game week by game week basis. Is that the best way? I've honestly no idea.
Yeah, I think so. I think that's certainly the way I'm looking at it. I'll do my usual patient approach and just wait and see and make any changes at the very last minute, you know. Particularly with blank game week 31 in mind, you there's always that free hit there if you need it. I think the best thing to do is wait till the last possible moment before making any changes and just wait for news, because obviously it's got to be a case of wait and see. Or, you know, if you're feeling adventurous, roll the dice and get that bench boost plate this week, or, you know, whatever. Or get your free hit out of the way, or triple captain. And I don't know. It's a tricky one, isn't it? But I think, you know, we've just got to all, in terms of the wider picture, you know, I'm no expert at all, but I think everyone's just got to be prepared for that to happen. And you know, life is more important than life and death is more important than football at the end of the day, isn't it?
Oh, beautiful line. But Ben, just a minute, because you're speaking of, we had bad luck with Aubameyang not getting his double week and Mahrez and KDB not getting his double game week. Didn't both your brothers triple captain on the City game?
No, it was on Aubameyang, so they both put triple captain on Aubameyang. And they're both absolutely gutted. As you say, everyone understands that life is more important than FPL. But yeah, they're devastated today, I'm not going to lie.
You wait months and months to use it, and then you time it with the first epidemic.
Although, you know, after the Villa game on Monday night, I was so down in the dumps about Villa. And I've, for so many weeks now, been thinking about wildcarding. I was just, you know, when a result like that happens against your team, there is some sort of solace if you've got Barnes or if you've got Vardy in your team. I didn't. I had Madison, who came with a massive 3 points. And, you know, it just kind of, it tipped me over the edge. I was like, you know what? Villa have just lost 4-0. We're probably going down. How embarrassing is this? I'm in such a foul mood. I need to cheer myself up. I've wanted to pull the trigger for weeks. I'm pulling that trigger, and I wildcarded. And then suddenly all this kind of comes out. So all that chat that you've just had about save your wild card, wait a little bit, play it safe. I wish I had. But actually, talking about the chips, I've decided on my chip strategy finally. So wild carding this week for game week 30. I'm going to free hit game week 31. And I'm going to bench boost game week 32. Because the players I've got in have all pretty much got decent fixtures game week 32. And then rather poetically, the only chip that I'll be left with for the rest of the season is triple captain.
Oh my God. Yeah. And why don't you use that the week after as well and just go for it? You might as well.
I've got this kind of romantic, I don't know who I'm going to put it on yet, but I quite like the idea of just kind of being, because Rich, I'm sorry that I've overtaken you in our lads league this week, but I've got this kind of, I like the idea of using the triple captain on game week 38 of just kind of going, so you know what? Just that little little push just to get you over the end, just to kind of just take a few people by surprise and just nick it at the end.
You know what it is? It's because every game week 38 or final day of the season, as most people refer to it as,
There's loads of goals,
but you never know where they're going to come from, because years ago I did Spurs v Leicester and I think it finished 7-4 or something like that, and it was like one of my first ever commentaries and I was like, this is ridiculous. And Vardy scored a hat-trick. Yeah. Kane scored a hat-trick. I think Eriksen got a two. And I was just like, oh, could I just gamble it all on game week 38?
That's what my main rival did last year. I was first all the way. And then he just overtook me just before game week 38. And I looked at both our teams and I thought, you know what? I stand a bit of a chance here. And I put a couple of players in that he didn't have to kind of plan for this win. Because this was for a grand, this league. And then he had free hit left. And he played free hit in his in game week 38 and smashed it.
Oh.
So it's been in my head ever since. And I think maybe I should just keep one chip back for that final game week. If you're there or thereabouts, if you're not and you need to make ground quicker, play it earlier. But if you're there or thereabouts and you think I've just got this final game week to do it, then I mean it'd be great to have a chip to use, wouldn't it?
My God, but
then
drama.
You suppose you might use a free hit and your other team would have smashed it.
I mean, Luke,
speaking about
quickly, yeah. In terms of then, at the moment, yes, I'm on my wild card now, but I've still got all my chips left apart from wild card.
Yeah.
Let's say that everything goes ahead as normal, as scheduled. I am now 242,000 with all my chips. Like, feasibly, where could I end up now? Like, top 10K is obviously too far out of reach. But what, like, if you were me, where would you want to end up on, you know, about just 242,000 with everything to play?
Top 100K, definitely.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, top 100K, especially because as you go a bit further down the ranks, it's easier to make a big jump, I think, because it all gets a bit more clumped up points-wise. So I think you could definitely aim for top 100K. You've got all your chips intact, haven't you? You just played your wild card, but then you've got your chips left and there's plenty. I mean, particularly if there's postponements and cancellations and stuff, there could be lots of double game weeks, there could be triple game weeks. We just need to, again, wait and see what happens. But yeah, I think you could make top 100K within the next 2-3 weeks if you have three really good weeks, I think.
Triple Captain from Sound Rebel. Get in touch on email, triplecaptain@soundrebel.co.uk.
It's probably a good time for a little zombie team update.
Very nice.
So this week, I got 55 points. Bearing in mind, all three of the players on my bench came on this week. Because I had Robertson, Perez and De Bruyne, who all got zero. The players off my bench were Shane Long with 2, Dendonka with 3, and who was my third sub?
John Lundstrom.
Oh my God.
Of Sheffield United, 12 points. He's through to the next round of the cup.
He's still in the
cup. I beat my opponent 55 points to 54.
Oh my God.
I'm through. The zombies are through to game week 30 of the cup. I couldn't believe it. My opponent in the cup had played his wild card and had like 3 City players. What else? He was like, he just played his wild card. So he was like on it. And obviously because the game being suspended, he had McCarthy in goal, who got 12. Captain Salah, I thought it's time for the zombies to bow out of the cup. But I've managed to beat him by a point.
Imagine your zombie team wins the cup.
It feels like destiny. I mean, after this game week, it feels like destiny. It feels like they're going to win it. Like, that was so lucky.
What?
Third sub, Lundstrom, coming in with 12.
That's unbelievable. That's like, so unbelievable.
I can't believe it.
What was the prize again for winning the cup? I'm trying to remember.
Oh, I don't know.
Like a trip to a few Premier League games, an FPL mug.
That was it.
Yeah,
oh my
stuff
God.
Like that.
VIP hospitality at a Premier League game includes travel and 2 nights accommodation, copy of FIFA 20 and a games console, a tablet computer, Bluetooth speaker, Nike manager jacket and an FPL goodie bag. Hey, it's time to start talking about my prize.
Yeah, oh my God, you're going to start doing these podcasts wearing your manager jacket. Oh my God, that's going to be unbearable.
I can't believe it. 12 weeks I've gone through the cup. I don't think I've ever done that. So, and the zombies are hovering at around 20K overall rank at the moment. So still doing better than my current team.
So does, in the cup, does it for the final game week, is it like a final? Is it just two people in the world head to head against one another?
Yeah.
Oh my God, that's so dramatic. I'd televise that if I was FPL.
Absolutely mad. Anyway, should we move on to next talking point?
Go on.
Triple Captain from Sound Rebel. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts, please leave us a review to help more people discover us.
So, is it time to return to Big at the Back?
Why do you say this?
Well, particularly after this weekend, there were lots of clean sheets. There was quite a few 1-0 wins. There was a 0-0 with Wolves and Brighton. United kept another clean sheet because, don't know if you realise, but we beat City again 2-0.
Heard about it.
It was easy light work for United. and yeah, the big defenders are starting to deliver again. We've got Doherty at Wolves. We've got a Golonzo at Chelsea, who's bagged a few goals recently. Obviously, Liverpool slightly off form, but you've still got Alexander-Arnold and Robertson and Van Dijk, still good options. Sheffield United have kept 10 clean sheets this season. Burnley are doing well with Pope. And
Wolves have been stepping up recently as well, and it's like
Wolves are keeping clean sheets. Palace as well. So is it time to go for four or five players at the back again?
Maybe. Well, Ben, in our league, Spen, I don't know if he listens to this, Spencer, he played 5-3-2 this week?
No, he played 5-2-3. I've never seen a team with two midfielders. Yeah.
And he's flying at the top of our league. So he's obviously... And this isn't a zombie team, is it? He's on it. He's looking at it all the
time. Yeah, every week, yeah.
So maybe... Let's have a look. Let's have a look at what his team was, shall we?
He made some questionable choices, though. I thought it was weird. I don't know if he's just doing it to mess with us or not. But he had Egan, Cathcart, Alexander-Arnold, Tarkowski and Baldock as his back five.
Yeah, that defence is mental. I mean, I understand he's got Henderson in goal as well. So he's got three Sheffield United, which is very good. I mean, those three players between them have delivered 19 points. So, you know, that's massive. But then he's got Cathcart, Watford, who've had like a horrific season, probably going to go down. And Tarkowski at Burnley, who've been, you know, mid-table all season. And then TAA is his only premium defender. So I feel like he's got quite lucky. He's got a midfield of just Mahrez and Salah, Captain Salah. And then up front, he's just got three twos, like probably most people in FPL had this weekend in Calvert-Lewin, Firmino and Jimenez. Fernandez on the bench as well. Like, how is he doing so well? I need to have a word with him.
He's very catchable now, though, with that team, I think.
Yeah,
and 100%. He's made a silly move there. But in terms of my wild card, I've kind of gone for some bigger defenders. I've gone Alexander-Arnold, Doherty, and then actually I've gone for two from Chelsea. I've gone for the most expensive, Alonso and Aspilicueta, Dave from Chelsea. Dave. The reason being, I think obviously they got Villa this weekend, which I think they're going to absolutely smash. And they got West Ham, Watford, Crystal Palace, Sheffield United and Norwich. You know, they're quite expensive. Alonso is 6.1. Aspilicueta is 5.8, but then I've got Doherty and Alexander-Arnold as well, so I'm totally going for the big at the back thing. I can see clean sheets coming again.
The only worry I have with this stage of the season is this is when teams who are down in the relegation zone just start to like scrap and get away with it and get like the odd 1-0 against these teams who just don't expect these, you know, your Norwiches, your West Hams, your Watfords. Like, they could just come out and like nick a 1-0 against teams like Chelsea, who've been pretty average all season. All right, they're in a European position, but they've still been pretty average. I say this after they've just battered Everton 4-0. But, you know, they could come out of anywhere. So I think this time of the season, it's so hard to judge how a run's going to go just because of where teams are in the Premier League, especially given how, you know, inconsistent teams have been in the competition this year.
Yeah, I agree, Rich. I think it's a little bit knee-jerky to put two Chelsea defenders in your team. I think if Calvert-Lewin had his shooting boots on, then Everton would have scored, and quite easily in that 4-0 win. Despite they only having one shot on target, Everton were really, really poor. They were off form completely. And despite that, Calvert-Lewin still should have scored that one-on-one that he had.
Yeah. Hit it into the ground, didn't he?
And I think if that had happened and it was 4-1, would you be putting Aspilicueta and Alonso in your team? Possibly not. I think having one of them, Alonso, for his goal threat, is a great shout for a differential. But I certainly wouldn't be doubling up and spending, you know, best part of 12 million quid on two Chelsea defenders.
Mate, for this week against Villa, that Villa are not going to score. I promise. Like, I love Villa with all of my heart, but I've got to tell you, it was so depressing, their performance. There was absolutely no bite to Villa at all. I think, even for just this week alone, if you can get three Chelsea players in, I think they're going to absolutely kill us.
Do you reckon? But again, you never know.
I'm not convinced. No, I think... where is it? It's at Villa as well. They need a response.
I think you'll get something out of that.
I can't see. Yeah, I think what you've done is... And fair play, you know, it's a risk, high-risk reward strategy, but I think it's very, very easy to knee-jerk and bring in three Chelsea players after they won 4-0. But at the end of the day, they haven't got Jorginho at the moment. They haven't got Kante. They haven't got Kovacic. And, you know, they're relying on people that don't normally produce. They're relying on Pedro, who's got like 20 goals in 200 games. They're relying on Willian, who's always hit and miss, plays well, but he doesn't return FPL-wise. They're relying on Olivier Giroud, a striker who doesn't score goals. And they're relying on an 18-year-old teenager in midfield who admittedly is playing very, very well. But I'm sorry, that can't last for me. And you've got to look at their previous form as well. I think that 4-0 against Everton was a little bit of a freak result. And I wouldn't be rushing in to but particularly not Azpilicueta and Alonso.
Yeah. And what Villa players have you got in your team, Ben?
Mate, none. I had John McGinn at the start of the season, super Jackie Grealish for a while.
Yeah.
Honestly, I'm so depressed about Villa at the moment. I went on the Anfield Wrap a couple of weeks ago because I kind of keep calling you up because I'm a Villa fan, and it was just before the cup final, and everything, you know, I was a bit down the dumps then. I was actually really surprised at how Villa came out and fought in that cup final. They love a game at Wembley, and you know what, probably shouldn't have been a corner for that second goal of Man City's, but you know what, that result was not an embarrassing result for Villa. I think Leicester, and I've been saying this to everybody all week, that Leicester have been on such a terrible run of form, of course Villa will be the team that get them back firing again. And I just, honestly, I really, really am worried now. The results kind of went our way at the weekend, but I think teams like Watford everyone else around us seems to want it more than Villa
doesn't
do.
That
it's
show
really
that,
depressing.
In that cup final, doesn't that show that they've got some fight about them against teams that are, you know, in the European positions, like you say, they put in a fight against Man City, so they could easily do it against Chelsea. If the crowd get up for it as well, which you expect them to do so, because Chelsea are coming to town. I honestly reckon Villa could get something out of that. I don't know who I put in my team from Villa, but
No one, you'd be mad.
But in general, I can see them nicking a 1-0 or something like that. Grealish getting a goal.
No, I really can't. And you know what? I like Samatta. I'm glad that he's in the team. But the goal he scored against Man City in the cup final, it was a decent goal, but he's getting more. He's just not converting chances.
I don't think he's a Premier League striker.
Mate, they're playing Grealish out on the left. Get Grealish in the middle. Get him driving from midfield and actually taking pops from outside the box again. You've hardly heard his name mentioned in the last few weeks, even in the cup final. I don't know what Dean Smith's doing, playing him so far out of the game. Get him stuck in, in the centre. We need him.
Would you have Big Sam?
I don't know. you know what? In all the kind of Villa forums at the moment, everyone's saying, why the hell didn't Pochettino come to Villa? Would Poch come to a team like big old club, lots of money now behind us?
Have they lost their minds? Of course Poch isn't going to go to Villa.
Why not?
Because they're not good enough for
him. He was linked with the Real job.
He's not there yet. I mean,
what do you mean not there yet? We're an old club.
What's that got to do with anything? Portsmouth are an old club.
No. It means that we're an established club. And yes, we had a couple of years out of the Premier League, but we're pretty much an established Premier League club. And the new money that's come into it, we've got proper cash now. Like, we haven't used it particularly well.
In the Champions League final last season, though.
Guys, I'm getting wound up. Can we just stop talking about Villa?
Okay.
Like, you brought it up.
Let's move on. What should we talk about?
Well, just to go back to that, to our big at the back thing, Ben, are you not more interested kind of in, you know, saving a bit of money, take Azpilicueta out, you know, keep Alonso in by all means, but take Azpilicueta out and either get a Sheffield United defender in there, get a Palace defender. Why not look at Man United? Man United have kept 8 clean sheets in their last 10 games. Maguire, Aaron Wan-Bissaka, maybe even Luke Shaw. You know, I think with Maguire, you've got that goal threat as well. I think he'll probably score one more before the end of the season. And if United keep up their good form and their clean sheets, it seems to have them really well organised at the back. I think I'm kind of interested in Maguire or Wan-Bissaka. Wan-Bissaka's a bonus point magnet as well if we keep a clean sheet, and because of his work at the back, his tackling, and
he just never gets does he?
No, he doesn't, and that is a shame. And I think I'm hoping that they will come and he'll add that as part of his game. I'm hoping they're working on that. But you've got Doherty in there, haven't you, Ben, already in your wild card? So would you consider that going taking Azp out and putting, you know, a United defender in, or Sheffield United or Burnley?
The only move I'm interested in, and what I was going to do, was exactly what you said: take out Dave Azpilicueta and put in Harry Maguire. But I want him for this week against Villa because I honestly think there's going to be a clean sheet and I honestly think there's going to be loads of goals there, even though I don't want it to be the case. So do I see Man United now, don't they have more clean sheets than any other team in terms of the whole season? I think they've overtaken Liverpool in terms of clean sheets now.
Quite possibly, yeah. We've got quite a few.
I think Harry Maguire is the only one I'm really interested in. I'm not going to get him in for his attacking returns. Like the amount of headers that Harry Maguire should have scored this season that have just gone wide or gone over.
Yeah.
But you know, for the clean sheet potential, yeah. Although having said that, you know, I have bought in Williams as a little bit of a bench fodder from Man United. The reason being that he seems to be starting, but then they took him off against Man City when Mahrez came on because he couldn't deal with Mahrez. That was about 63 minutes in. I kind of like Williams because he's cheap. And on a week where they're playing a team, I think he might get taken off at kind of 63, 64, 65 minutes regularly. Then he gets his clean sheet points.
The thing with Williams is he won't play unless he's only been playing in the big games. In the big games, we've played five at the back. So we have Shaw, Maguire and Lindelof. And then we have Williams and Wan-Bissaka as the wing backs. And when we're not playing those big matches, Williams tends to sit on the bench and Luke Shaw starts. So I just, yeah, if you're planning to bench boost in 32, check who United are playing because chances are Williams won't start. So yeah, I think take home from that is we're all kind of looking at bringing defenders in. They're certainly... I've packed my watch list with defenders, but that is slightly knee-jerky because there were lots of clean sheets this weekend. Again, I'm not going to rush to bring defenders in, particularly as at the moment I've got Egan from Sheffield United who's great and keeping clean sheets. Soyuncu, who's just kept another one at Leicester, and he'd probably be the one to go. And I've got Doherty and TAA, so I'm not looking to move them out either.
Triple Captain from Sound Rebel. Please subscribe to this podcast so you never miss an episode.
Just in terms of blank game week 31, Ben said he's going to free hit. What are your plans, Rich? Are you going to get a couple of players in ahead of that, or are you going to free hit?
I don't know. I still haven't decided what I'm going to do this weekend, to be honest.
Well, obviously, I think the tactic for this blank game week 31 is either you go, well, I'm going to free hit, which means I don't need to think about game week 31. I can just put players in that are going to be great, and not worry about that. Or you pack your team with players who you're not going to want to keep in your team after game week 31. So the plan's probably got to be to wild card a week or so later.
Yeah.
I mean, then you save your free hit.
If you could pick any game week though out the whole season, it would probably be that game week to use your free hit because of the fixtures that are going on. I'll probably use it around then, but I'm just more concerned about what I'm going to do this week. I think with the whole coronavirus sort of thing, like, we just need to see what happens day by day before you make any kind of, you know, big decisions in your FPL team. So when's the deadline this week? Is it a Friday?
I think it'd be Saturday
morning again.
Saturday morning.
You know.
Well, I think if you're doing that, you do need to. If you decide you're not going to free hit in 31, then your transfers this week need to be to get game week 31 players in.
Yeah.
So I've got two frees, so I'd probably use one of those free transfers this week to get a game week 31 player in, probably take Soyuncu out for maybe another Burnley defender or Palace, but Palace play Liverpool, so maybe not going to get many points there, but I wouldn't mind a Palace defender going forward, and then have another two free transfers ahead of game week 31 to bring in those extra two to just have, you know, 8-9 players for then, because I'd ideally like to save my free hit, particularly where I am overall. But yeah, it's just a case of making sure that the players I put in are ones that I'm going to want to keep rather than just because they play.
Yeah, fair enough. Cool. So yeah, should we wrap
it
up?
I need to go, yeah.
Mate, well, best of luck in your business.
Yeah, we'll see how it goes.
Yeah, London's going to be like a ghost town. You're not going to see anybody when you get here. Everyone's going to be in their
homes. I've heard it's going to be really quiet. I can't imagine the train down there is going to be too busy. So,
mate, getting an Uber home last night, there's so many Ubers knocking around London. Like, nobody's getting in an Uber. Like, it's so strange. But yeah, best of luck. And best of luck for everybody in game week 30. Game week 30, that's what we're on. God, this illness is just affecting me now.
And I think the main thing is, chin up, Ben. Villa are going to be fine.
I know, I'm sorry about my little Villa meltdown. It's just...
I've had it about United, don't worry.
I'm just so disheartened, but hey. Fingers crossed, up the Villa.
The main thing is, I think, save your bench boost for game week 38 when all Premier League teams are going to have 9 games.
Yes, exactly that. It's going to happen. Triple Captain Salah that day, it's going to work.
Good luck, everyone. See you later.
You've been listening to Triple Captain from Sound Rebel, and we hope you've enjoyed this podcast. Please subscribe on your chosen podcast app. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts, then please rate and review us to help more people discover this podcast. And follow at Triple Captain 3 on Instagram and Twitter. Triple Captain from Sound Rebel. Discover more of our shows at soundrebel.co.uk.